Both the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines are shipped to New Hampshire and stored in freezers. Then the vials are pulled out and prepared for injection. At day's end, any unused vials can't simply go back into the freezer. The doses need to be used within a few hours or they risk going to waste. Hospitals and the state are taking steps to make sure that doesn't happen. As NHPR's Todd Bookman recently learned, it all starts with a list.
NHPR first heard of these lists from an unlikely source, 92-year-old Frances Gallagher.
Being over 90 is no picnic, you know.
Gallagher and her husband live in Berlin. She signed up for a vaccine back in January using the online system, but the earliest date she found was April 3rd in Lancaster, a 30-mile drive. Then the day we spoke, she said she learned something new from her sister-in-law, who also lives in Berlin. The local hospital is keeping a wait list for COVID vaccines.
I didn't know there was such a thing. And I don't think many other people know there is.
The handful of hospitals that are administering the vaccine to the public are under immense pressure to use up every dose. So they all appear to be keeping some form of a wait list. If there are no shows or cancellations, or if they can squeeze an extra injection out of the vial, the hospitals start working the phones, making sure there are no doses left to expire at day's end.
Right now, I have 92 people on my list.
Kathy Collins is chief operating officer of Hampstead Hospital. She said they didn't advertise the wait list. Word just started to spread, and they started getting lots of calls. So they started an Excel spreadsheet.
But we wanted to be sure that we weren't going to have any extra doses at all, and we would be able to get every dose that we have in an arm.
Collins says state health officials encouraged hospitals to do everything they could to utilize the vaccines, but there were no written guidelines given. So each facility came up with its own rules for the wait list, who gets on it and who gets priority, either by age or health status. During a recent press conference, Governor Chris Sununu confirmed the state-run drive-through sites, which are being staffed by the National Guard, are also keeping a list for any end-of-day extras.
They always have a phone list that they can go to, where they can call folks and bring them in and make sure that none of that gets wasted, or at least a minimal amount gets wasted.
According to officials, the state so far has discarded less than 1% of all doses, mostly due to broken vials or broken syringes. NHPR asked for records about these so-called wastage events, but the state denied that request. In Nashua, a community clinic is working with the state-run site to focus any leftover doses towards hard-to-reach populations. Some of the participating hospitals, including Hampstead, Lakes Region General, and the three North Country hospitals, say they haven't wasted a single dose so far. That's in part thanks to the wait lists. But Ed Laverty with North Country Healthcare says the volume of calls, which is now only going to increase, has its drawbacks.
We've ended up having to basically hire full-time staff to answer the phone between COVID testing and COVID vaccine now. And it may get a little busier for them.
One of those calls was from 92-year-old Frances Gallagher in Berlin.
This morning, I called the number that my sister-in-law had called, and this person says, well, I'll put you on the list. And we'll call you if there's a place. So I'm kind of waiting at this point to see how this works out.
Anything before her already scheduled appointment of April 3rd would work for her. Todd Bookman, NHPR News.